Now for a galactic battle over design. A long time ago, in 1977, this music called viewers to a galaxy far, far away.
And with that symphonic adrenaline rush came the famous Star Wars opening crawl, those soaring yellow letters that drew us into a universe beyond our imaginations, the text scrolling out through an endless field of stars before disappearing into all eternity.
It was a time so long ago that Dan Perry, who designed that sequence, didn't use a computer.
We had to rig a camera that was on a track and roll toward the artwork that was on a 6-foot-long piece of cardboard.
It took him 3 painstaking months. He never imagined that the simple, tilted text would become iconic and turn him into his own kind of Star Wars hero.
The audiences just go nuts. They scream and yell, and people wait in long lines just to meet me and get my autograph and take a picture with me, and so it means a lot to them.
And now we have the new Star Wars film, Rogue One, a massive blockbuster. Rachel, have you seen it?
I haven't.
Okay, I have, and here's the rub. The lights dimmed in the theater. There was no crawl, no letters. This was the first Star Wars film without it. I wasn't happy, neither was Perry.
Well, it's such an iconic image that it certainly should have been there. It's important to the hundreds of millions of people who will see it.
Perry says the filmmakers have made a big mistake if they wanted to keep the diehard fans like David Green happy.
It's a religious experience for them. They expect to see that.
Still, Perry is pleased his design has had such a long life. Or so he hears. Of the 8 films in the Star Wars franchise, he only ever saw the first one.